Not including me. What do you do for you? What is your biggest wish? When you see them shooting stars, what do you wish for?
Ooh, I would wish for to meet Ariana Grande and that she could be my fairy godmother and that she could be my step aunt.
Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is a very special birthday episode. Hey, techie community, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for this very special birthday episode. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This week, I had the opportunity to speak with Zamaya Faith, designer, creator, and founder of the hottest new kids clothing line, Pink is Forever. This week, Zamaya joins the Technology Equals Equality community for a very special birthday episode. Launching her entrepreneurial journey as a model at the age of 4, Zamaya has spent the first 8 years of her life establishing herself as the leader of her generation. From modeling to dancing, singing to designing, Zamaya has already mastered a multitude of various art forms. Zamaya's mother, a multi-talented momager, model, photographer, singer, designer, and rapper, and soon to be guest here on our show, felt the tug of intuition as Zamaya's bright personality and perfected catwalk emerged. Listen in as this impressively talented 8-year-old shares her entrepreneurial journey, gifts, and giggles. Zamaya, Mom, welcome, and thank you both for joining us today. Zamaya, please share with us your name and where you're from.
Well, my name is Zamaya Faith, and I am from Washington, D.C.
Zamaya, Mom. It is a pleasure to meet you. It's an absolute
pleasure. It's nice to meet you, too.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I gotta tell you, when I heard you for the first time, I was so impressed by the talent that I was witnessing. You are an amazing little lady. And the more I learn, the more excited and more impressed I am, which is why I invited you on the show, because I want to be sure that you get to share all the blessings that you have with the entire world as much as I possibly can. Mom, I'm curious, what was it that made you get Zamaya involved with the arts at such an early age?
I know, and I draw a lot. That's the one thing that
was. So, what made me put her in the art so young was I just love the way she walked. She really have a gorgeous little walk where it's, and then she, especially when she don't know when she's doing it. So when she's not trying to walk, she really like kills that thing. So I seen her once when she was like 4 years old going to her best friend's birthday party, and she had this cutest little tutu on. And her little bobos was nice and pretty and colorful. And she was walking down the driveway and her hips was swaying like that with the tutu. And I was just like, maybe it's the heel that's doing this. What is going on with this girl? So I'm like, is she just a switcher? Because she had a little purse in her hand with her glasses. And I'm just like, okay, maybe it's the heel. When we get off the heel, I'm going to look at her again. And it was still the same thing. And I was like, you know what? I got to put her in modeling. I've been modeling ever since I was in the 7th grade. When she was first born, she went to a couple of shows with me. I remember my first time traveling for modeling, I actually had my 1-year-old daughter with me. So she was kind of already introduced to it, just didn't know that she'll be great at it. Her personality is literally out of this world, especially when she was younger. She was just filled with so much light where you just had to... You know, you was just attracted to her where you just felt like you had, people just really attracted to her. So I was just like, you know, I got to put her into something. So modeling, I had to.
Exactly what I was thinking yesterday when I heard you was how unbelievably magnetizing your personality is. You're not just well-spoken. You are truly a magnetic personality. What do you feel like were some of the first steps that you decided to take when it was time for Zamaya to go ahead and get involved in modeling? What did you do as mom? You were already in the industry, but what did you do in terms of getting her involved?
I put her in this troupe that's local to DC. The troupe that I actually put her in, I used to want to be in it, but I was too shy to be in their troupe. I'm not sure. Or better yet, they did too much dancing for me. And I knew it was like a must. And I just wanted to do runway and print. So I said, okay, well, they have a kid troupe. And my daughter, she used to be popping and locking when she was young, too. So I was like, well, if they have her dancing, so be it. You know, she had best of both worlds. And they do dancing, but it's not really called dancing. It's called technique. Technique dancing is a lot of choreography and things like that, which is really cool. And she enjoyed it. It was just that, really.
Awesome. I've actually never even heard of it. But, of course, I'm not in the industry, so why would I? But, Zamaya, I'm curious. At the age of 4, your mom's asking you to model. Did you know what you were doing, or were you just enjoying getting dressed up and walking down the runway? Did you understand that you were modeling at the age of 4?
I actually don't remember.
That's okay.
But I kind of did know what I was doing.
I thought so. Mom, she was in the modeling troupe. She's already talented and being seen and out there. When did you recognize that music was going to become a part of her journey? What sparked that change in the artistic direction that was there?
Music, I say 2 years ago, I realized that, well, that she could possibly be an artist. When it was like a challenge, I forget the boys' names, but they had like a little challenge going on where you had to use their beat and you had to rap on it. So I said, okay, I'm gonna do it. So me and my daughter was sitting in her room, and we was on the couch in her room, and I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and rap. So I started a little bit, then I like was a little stagnant, and I like froze up, and she was like, it's okay, Mom, there's no one here but us. And I was like, okay, so let me finish. So I tried to finish, but I kept freezing up. I don't know what it was. And she's like, I got it, Mommy. And she just started flowing. Like for like 2 minutes straight, she just started flowing. And I just was looking at her like, brilliant. First of all, I know you ain't trying to steal my shine. This is mine. Right? You know, music is me. You stick with modeling. Yeah, like, ma'am, stay in your lane, please. Do not outshine me on everything. Okay. So I knew, like, I knew, okay, maybe she do have, like, the music gene in her, because, honestly, everyone in my family is musically talented. Mm-hmm. So it came at no shock to me that she could possibly also be musically talented. Right. But after that, I didn't really, like, look into it more, because, like I said, she was already doing so much. I didn't want to put more into her. Like, come on, let's write, because I'm like, I write, too. What was it? Like, last year, my nephew really wants to be a rapper. Them two was just playing around. That's her favorite cousin. So whatever he want to do, she be wanting to do too sometimes.
Mostly whatever I want to do.
Okay. Whichever way it go, it basically crumbled the same way. They both love each other and want to do the same thing. So one day they was in here and they kind of was like freestyle rapping with each other. And I seen that she was like really feeling about it. I told her, I was like, well, let me see. You want me to write something for you? And she was like, yeah. And I was like,
no, I didn't look like that.
And I was like, all right, let me write something. So I wrote a little something, and my nephew was kind of like not taking it serious because he allowed his fear and his nerves like to get to him, but she didn't. And I honestly didn't think that she was going to be in the music industry. I thought of it, you know, I support my daughter, whatever it is that she do. But I thought she was just going to be giggling around like he was. She really took it serious. As far as rapping, she don't practice as much as she should. I ain't going to lie about that. But when she actually is in her zone and she put in her head to it, she is an amazing little girl. She really articulate herself well. And when it comes to her rapping, I don't know, it just flow. And I allow her to write her music. Because her new song that's out, Chores, she wrote that herself. I just put it together.
Can I tell her own cousin? Actually, sometimes when I heard the song, the WAP song, I always was like, Chores. And I always thought they were saying Chores, but they were saying whatever they were saying. And then my mom was like, what you just say? And I was like, I said Chores. And then that's how we just put it together.
And we was literally in here doing chores too. I was washing dishes and she was cleaning the bathroom, and she came down the hallway talking some chores in this house. There's some chores in this house. And I'm like, what?
I absolutely love that story. You were just too hilarious. Zamaya, I would love if you would bless the audience with a song, if you don't mind.
Yes. Okay, I got it. Chores in this house, there's some chores in this house. Chores in this house, and when she see them, she point them out. Chores in this house, there's some chores in this house. Chores in this house, but she don't scream and she don't shout. I have certified chores, no really certified chores. When she write them on the board, it became a certified chore. I can't grace it, I can't shake it, I can't stop it, I can't block it. Every time I tell you, I gotta do them, I can't stop it. I'm gonna tell you, gotta do them, or else I'm gonna get my bubby. But how she gonna be my bud then tell me that I'm lucky that she love me? Cause if she didn't, she'll just leave me dirty. Don't know about all that, so I'm gonna do my chores as a fact. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about all that, cause I'm too pretty for that.
Hey, pretty.
I'm intelligent too. Yes, I come with that.
Yeah,
I do cook, I do clean. Stop playing, I'm black intelligent queen. No, I'll scratch that, black intelligent princess. Yeah. I get it from my mama. I be watching chop them onions. Learn it from my mama. Yeah, that advice I get it from her. I love her like no other. She keep on pushing me further. The stars is not my limit. I'm shooting past Venus. Gotta see what else is out there. Explore my greatest horizon. The stars is not my limit. I'm shooting past Venus. Gotta see what else is out there. Explore my greatest horizon. Chores in this house. There's some chores in this house. Chores in this house, when she see me, she point them out. Chores in this house, there's some chores in this house. Chores in this house, but she don't scream and she don't shout. Every time I gotta get my schoolwork done, it goes school, school, chores, chores, school, school, chores, chores. In an hour long break, which I do adore, to do all my TikToks and so much more, because my mommy's always teaching me, so I'm always learning. I have virtual learning because of the coronavirus, but get all those people that tell you that you can't because they weak and they hate it, and I say what I say.
Period.
So I permission to weak the two ones that do right thing. Yeah, can no more stop us because we kings and queens. A black queen at that, baby girl, that mean you set. Y'all keep on pursuing your dreams.
Two ones we Superman.
Like, no. Trust with me, no, no, trust with me, cause I hand them through the week, and that weekend, that's on me. Give my free day on that Saturday, give my spa day on that Sunday, like, no, trust with me, no, no, trust with me, like, no, trust with me, no, no, trust with me.
Yay! Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you. That was absolutely awesome. You are so talented. That is such a great remix. I think you're just such an amazing artist all around. You are truly a standout woman, leader of your generation. So what I'd love to do, you know, is find out if there are any artists that you might like to see yourself have an opportunity to collaborate with later on in the future, or even now as an artist.
Okay, well, here's the best one that I love so much. Ariana Grande.
On it. All right, so I will definitely reach out to Ariana Grande. I will see if I can get this video and all of this info directly to her for you. I can't promise anything, but I'm gonna do my very best, okay?
Thank you. Have you met Ariana Grande before?
No, I have not. I can't promise anything, but I will definitely do my very best in terms of getting this in front of her to see it. Okay.
Okay. Another rapper is... Okay, that's all I could think of.
You are so cute. I love it. All right. So, Ms. Zamaya. Oh my goodness, you have so many talents and so many passions, so I don't want to miss a thing, but what I would like to do is make sure that we move on over to your fashion line that is about to drop on a very special day that is coming up. So please.
My D-Day.
That is correct. That is correct. So please tell us all about your fashion line that's coming out.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
That my mom is. And here are the two unicorn skirts. Wait. Here are the two skirts that I sewed up that my mom always cuts up for me.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am going to be sure to include pictures to both of those pieces of art, all three of them. You are outstanding, little lady and audience. I will be sure to include those pictures on the show notes page so that you can also be graced with all the awesomeness that I am having the opportunity to witness at this moment. Zamaya, what would you like to share about your clothing line? What is the name of your clothing line and when will it be available for the public to order?
Okay, so this is what my clothing line is called. Pink is Forever. And it is coming out on my birthday. You could go to my Instagram and then press messages on Instagram. And then you could just text me and tell me what would you like. And this is how you can see it. On Instagram and what's that called? And on online when we get like Etsy and that other stuff.
Ooh, look at you, Miss Etsy.
And you can see it on Facebook. And here's the thing that I would like y'all to know. That me and my mom work together, and this and my other cousin, she sews up to stuff too, and she's helped us. I help her. And anytime we're sewing, anytime we need help, we always ask each other. Especially my mom. She's the teacher of both of us. She teaches us and we learn from her.
Your mom is a really awesome person.
Yes, and my mother is a momager, teacher, a mom, a poet. She writes poems and she's a artist. She likes to draw. She's a designer.
Moody, we talk about you.
I know, but I just wanted to tell you out there.
But you know what, Zamaya? I thank you so much, sweetheart, because what you're doing right now is making sure that mom is the very next guest that we have on this show. Oh, sweetheart, you were so outstanding. I absolutely love it. Working with mom, that has got to be a lot of fun. And you two look like you enjoy day in and day out creating together. So I am just blessed to have the opportunity to have the both of you as a part of this journey over here from my end and a part of the show. It's very exciting for me to meet the both of you. Ms. Amaya, I am curious, if you had a magic wand and could create or do anything at all in life, what do you think that would be? What's your biggest wish if you could wave a
if I had a magic wand, the first thing I would do is magic wand move me to Atlanta because that is the favorite place because that is the one most place that my mom wants to go to. Well, we already went there, but she wants to live there now because she loves it. So, yeah, I'll do that for my mom. And
I love her.
I really want to go to Paris, but my mom said she want to go to Atlanta.
What would you do for you?
I would take us to Paris.
What would you do for you? Not including me. What would you do for you? What is your biggest wish? When you see them shooting stars, what do you wish for?
Ooh. I would wish for to meet Ariana Grande and that she could be my fairy godmother and that she could be my step aunt.
Zamaya, you just went down in the books as the absolute 100% best response to that question in the history of my entire show, little lady. The best.
Oh, Amy. I said Amy, Queen B, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Kacey Undercover, which is Zendaya.
I'm surprised you didn't say Blue Ivy. You love her.
episode, little lady. Definitely. So I will work on that wish, that wonderful birthday wish. Please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
Y'all can find me at Zamaya Faith and the Poetic Bunch.
Where?
On Instagram, Facebook, Zamaya Faith and the Poetic Bunch on Instagram.
Awesome.
Facebook and Twitter. And there is more photos coming up on the Poetic Bunch.
Well, I will be sure to include a link to both of those so that your profile is well reviewed by the end of this episode. Zamaya, you have been an amazing guest. I feel very blessed to have had you on our stage. I thank you, thank you, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Of course.
Zamaya, Mom, thank you both again for sharing your time and your talents with the community. And Techie Community, thank you guys for tuning in for this very special birthday episode. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. And if you want to check out the new clothing line, Pink is Forever, dropping on Wednesday, January 13th, head on over to Zamaya Faith's page on Instagram at Zamaya Faith. I'll be sure to include a link to her page through our show notes page. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.